Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Marjorie, Marjorie Brown, like the color.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Okay, I just talked to someone in customer service, and I'm paying for something that I'm not getting. And I've paid $739 that came out of my bank account that I checked today. And I'm not getting any product. And I don't recall ever ordering anything from you. And I never, ever do anything that's on a regular basis to be delivered once a month or something. I don't ever do that. So I don't know how you got my name, and I don't know how you have access to my bank account, but I'm calling the bank tomorrow and telling them stop this payments.
Okay,
And I'm not
now,
getting
do you
anything
have with
from
you
you.
unauthorized charges? I can assist you with that. I'm not sure the last agent explained or not, but this account was initially created back on November of last year when someone placed an order for two items. It's called the Dermaventi Yellow Skincare Cream and Eye Serum. The initial
I never
charge would
heard of
have
it.
been $4.95 to have those delivered on their skincare items. Does any of that sound familiar?
No.
Okay, and you said that you haven't been receiving anything, correct?
No, I haven't received anything. I would know if I got something.
And one other question, is it possible anyone else in your household could have made the purchase?
No, my husband is the only other person here. He would not order that.
Okay, well, if you did not make the purchase, I can file this as fraud. Now, I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for an investigation. Any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't order the items, I can file this as fraud and process a full refund. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Yes.
Okay, one second. So I went ahead and sent this account to begin a fraud investigation, and I'll process the refunds today. But they would take 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your card.
Okay. On my bank account, it was $4.95 in November. And then it went to $124, and then $119, and then another $119.
Yes, ma'am. So these items were initially on a trial basis. The $4.95 charges were just for shipping and handling. Once the trial ends, then the customer would have been charged the full price for the items, and that's the $124.94 and $119.85 charges you see.
Okay. So, apparently you've shipped this to me because now it's January and the first one that I paid for was in November. So that's December and January, no items, no nothing.
Yes, I'm not sure why they weren't. I'm sorry, I'm not sure why you didn't see them, but it shows they were delivered to the address 5040 Windsor Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
No. How many shipments have you made to this address?
There would have been a total of 3.
Three shipments.
Yes, ma'am.
Nope. No, I'll have to talk to my delivery person, see what's going on with him.
Yes, ma'am. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that's all.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Stop charging me. Bye.